Your province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban mother and her son are suing Homey Lifestyle for more than 4 million rand. This follows the death of 22-year-old Andiswa Manjongo, who fell down a lift shaft at the building in 2023. It's the same building where twins Apelele and Apile Dlamini plunged 4 floors down another lift shaft 2 weeks ago. Apelele died at the scene. Her sister survived the fall but remains in hospital. Well, Andiswa's family attorney, Mhleli Mhlaba, says the lawsuit centres on 2 claims: the loss of financial support for Andiswa's 3-year-old daughter and the emotional trauma her family has endured since her death. He argues that Homey and the building managers failed in their duty of care to ensure residents' safety.
That duty of care in this particular case involves the duty to ensure that the lifts are safe for users of the building. So the very fact that someone would fall through a lift shaft presupposes that certain measures to prevent a fall from happening, such as maintenance and taking steps to mitigate the risk that the faulty lift would have.
Yesterday, the Labour Department issued a prohibition notice barring anyone from using the lift until it's repaired and declared safe. Their preliminary report found that the lift was not properly secured. An email requesting comment has been sent to Homey's attorneys. And a man has died after collapsing on the Durban beachfront. It's understood the man, believed to be in his 40s, had just been discharged from Addington Hospital this morning before the incident. LA's paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they found multiple officials, including Etiquini lifeguards, performing CPR on the man.
Paramedics took over the resuscitation efforts and all attempts were exhausted before the man was declared deceased on the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the incident is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And further afield, Hurricane Melissa has killed at least 49 people, although the figure is expected to rise as search and rescue operations continue in the northern Caribbean. Authorities in Haiti reported at least 30 deaths and 20 people missing. Melissa made landfall in Jamaica on Tuesday as a Category 5 hurricane. It didn't hit the capital of Kingston, but slammed into Jamaica's western side, with Reuters reporting at least 19 deaths. The storm's face has been felt across the Caribbean, bringing destructive winds, rain and flooding, even as its strength has steadily declined. And your top story this hour, a Durban mother and her son are suing Homey Lifestyle for more than 4 million rand. It follows the death of 22-year-old Andiswa Manjongo, who fell down a lift shaft at the building in 2023. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And a look what's coming up in your sports. Springbok centre Damian Delendi says composure will be key against the Japanese attack this weekend. Proteas coach Mandla Mashimbi aims to lift the Cricket World Cup against India come Sunday. And Liverpool boss on a slot defends the depth in his squad.